Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 233 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for this here Monday, August 17th, 2015. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez. And yeah, Pixelated Radio just came out yesterday, like usual, except for, no, I think it was usual. I think it was the planned scheduled date and not a Sunday earlier than it should have been because of who cares? I wasn't on it because of some family stuff going on, and just scheduling just did not allow for me to make it. I did, at a point, interrupt them by just scribbling nonsense in the show notes, and I'm assuming they talked about it on the show, but I did not listen to it. Maybe I'll listen to it at some point, but I did enjoy writing the show notes for that particular episode because I just got to spot off a bunch of random nonsense in it, in part because the show notes were not completely filled out, so I wasn't exactly sure about all the games and whatnot they played, and then I could just say random crap like, oh, somebody watched Ant-Man for some reason. I don't know why. No, what am I talking about? Ant-Man's a good movie. No, somebody saw Pixels. Pixels, that was the one. But it wasn't the Fantastic Four, so at least there's that. Which is probably like word for, you know, as what I wrote in those show notes. But yeah, I haven't seen Pixels or Fantastic Four or Ant-Man or anything in recent memory. And the movie I want to see most and need to see before it is gone is Amy, the Amy Winehouse documentary. I've also been looking at some light novels, which are basic. I asked a friend and he did not give me sufficient information regarding these light novels as to whether or not they are meant for younger audiences or just are more fleshed out versions of, because I'm not sure if what comes first. If it's the light novel comes first, and then you have your anime, or I mean, I don't know if manga and light novels are interchangeable, as in maybe some shows are based off light novels, some shows are based off manga, or light novels and manga tend to come out at the same time, and then animes. I'm not exactly sure. I'm also not sure, like I said, if light novels, I mean, you look at the term light novel, and it kind of makes it sound like, oh, this is going to be light, and really just, my concern is that they're more of an adaptation, but I know that's not true, because I look at, which one did I look at? It might have been, yeah, it was The Devil as a Part-Timer, and I'm not sure if the anime covers everything, but I'm assuming it doesn't, because I looked, and the second volume of the light novel series is coming out in, I think, tomorrow? Or the next week? It's coming out fairly soon, in the States, translated and all that jazz, but the light novel series is already through, I think, like a dozen volumes. So, light novels, and I think the same goes with manga, it takes a long-ass time for them to translate it and get them here in the States, which sucks, because I look at something like No Game, No Life, though I don't think that has really progressed much past where the anime ended, but I'm not sure with that, because I know there was health issues with the creator, but like, I'd like to, if I'm not going to get more in terms of anime, I would like to be able to continue the story for certain shows I really, really like. So I ordered a few, because there's some that, I mean, the pre-orders for some of these were 50% off, so I was like, why not? But I ordered No Game, No Life, which that would just be, for that one in particular, it would just be what I've already seen. I think for most of them, it would be already what I've already seen, because I don't think any of them have. And that's something I'm also wondering about in terms of them being translated and localized for the States, is that while there's more content in light novels and manga than what there is anime wise, the anime might be as much as what we have translated and localized. So I don't know if that correlates, so that there really isn't a point in doing light novels and all that, unless I did end up learning Japanese, then I'm never going to actually get ahead of an anime, unless an anime completely stops it, you know, if that's the case. But yeah, played some games, watched some anime. I'm almost caught up with everything, and I'll get to this and that when I talk about the anime super in-depth. Did finally play a bit of Rare Replay, which I really like, but I'm saddened by the lack of one particular game, which is Captain Skyhawk. I love that game. I still play it. I probably play it at least once every year because I think it still holds up, and it's just a really fun over the top shoot 'em up kind of. You take control of a plane, and it's not like your typical games in where your plane that you're controlling is small. It's a fairly large size plane in terms of real estate on the screen, but it's super fun. And just playing some of the other older NES games from Rare, it was just bittersweet because I could hear the same exact sound effects. I'm like, oh man, that's also in Captain Skyhawk. I wish I could be playing Captain Skyhawk right now. But there are a lot of great games on there, games I didn't know about. But I'll get to that when I talk about the games proper. And the only other thing I've really been playing is Dead Space 2. So yeah, I'll be getting to all of that. I would have been the most worthless host on Pixelated Radio this past show anyway, because I haven't really played much. Well, the last show we recorded was like almost a month ago, so I don't even remember what I've played over the last month. It probably still isn't that much. It probably still is just like Dead Space 2 and Rare Replay. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The family thing is kind of, it's just kind of put me into a certain kind of mood that just has made some things hard. It's a weird thing for me too, a weird situation that I don't really want to get into. But what I will say is that I'm a fan of cuddling, and since Friday or so, I've really been in the mood for some cuddling. I've wanted to cuddle, and I wish there was a Tinder for cuddling, but there isn't. There used to be something called Cuddler, but every time I remember when I first looked it up, and when I'm always kind of nostalgic about it, I never actually used it because it was already gone by the time I found out about it. I always end up Googling it, and the first thing that comes up is this post that was like, I used this Cuddler thing, and all I ended up getting was creeped out, because as with anything, people can't just, they associate more with cuddling. They can't just have, you know, non-relationship, not relationship, but they can't remove the whole attraction side to cuddling in many cases. Or they want more than just cuddling, which is why that app just ended up failing, because people were not able to just be like, you know what, I don't care, let's cuddle. You know, if you're a guy and you just want some cuddling, why not cuddle with another guy? It's just cuddling. It's not sex. It's not anything other than, cuddling is really just an extended, different positional version of hugging in a way, you know. It's just a bit of constant human physical interaction that is meant, for me at least, it's something to comfort me when I feel the need to be comforted. You know, when I'm there is, you can have cuddling that also involves intimacy and all that. And of course, if you're cuddling with a significant other, that's different, even if it's the same in terms of the physical interactions. There's a different feeling to it all because of the emotional connection you have with that person. But yeah, I've been feeling very cuddly, wanting some cuddles. And I've seen some sites that have like cuddle parties, but those just seem weird to me. I don't really have a desire to take part in a cuddle orgy, because I've seen pictures and stuff from these cuddle fests and they just look weird. It looks like a giant ball of people who are all grabbing onto each other from different parts, and I'm like, I want the one-on-one thing. I don't want to be cuddling someone and then have somebody else like cuddling my legs and somebody else cuddling my neck. I'm like, no. And I'm sure that it's not all like that, but a lot of it is. And another weird thing about cuddling is just the last person I cuddled is just, that went weird. Or that just, there's weirdness behind that? Or there's just, I don't know. I don't want to get into that really either. But whenever I think about cuddling, I think about that particular cuddle. And that sucks, because it was an enjoyable cuddle for me, but it was just that one thing, and yeah, whatever, I'll get over it. I'm good. I'm someone who no one will be able to tell what's going on in my head anyway, unless I say it. So we should probably get on with the show. And I don't know why I said we, because I'm the only one here. But yeah, anything else going on? Nope, nada, no. But yeah, that's what's made these past few days and whatnot a bit on the odd side emotionally and all of that. Crapola. But yeah, let's just get on with the show and what I've been watching anime wise. Okay, let's do it. Insane Ninja! Shing! Oh, I'm tired. It's been a long, long weekend. But anime. I've continued my attempt at catching up. And I've even started a brand new show, though it wasn't really hard to start this new show because there's only been a single episode released legally in the States, as far as I know. And that show is, of course, I think most people would probably already have guessed it, God Eater, the anime that's based on I think it's a PSP franchise of all things. I'm not sure if the game has shown up on other systems, probably like PS2, but or PS3 as well, but I can't think of it. At least I can't think of it on PS3, not in the States. But yeah, only one episode has come out legally on Crunchyroll, so I think they're already up to at least episode 4 or so, and I don't know what the issue is, but there seems to be some kind of issue because it's not much of a simulcast. So don't know what's happening with that. But in all honesty, based on the first episode, I'm perfectly fine with it not coming out for a long time because I did not really care for the first episode. And I'm not sure if one needs a bit of experience with the games in order to really appreciate or to actually enjoy the anime. Because, I don't know. It was just like, oh, this must be a game like Monster Hunter. And there are monsters and there are characters. and we don't really get much time with a lot of them. We sort of are introduced to the character we realize will be the main dude who's going to rise up and become the hero, of course. But not a lot of character development. It is only one episode, yes, but still not much in terms of character development or progression. And the actual fighting, all that, was not really... It wasn't that well choreographed or anything. It wasn't entertaining to watch. The only thing I actually liked about the anime, because no character grabbed me initially either. I wasn't really drawn to the main character, and I wasn't drawn to anyone else. But it was hard with the badasses who rolled in at the very end. They rolled in at the very end, so it's not like I had much time to get to know any of them. But I do think the show looks really nice at times. Sometimes it doesn't look that great, but other times it has this really nice warm color palette. I mean, the color palette always is warm, and it has this softness at times, like a very painterly, not blended together, so you have these colors that just stop, and then you'll have a, you know, it's just more cutout-esque, painterly, somewhat cel-shady, and it looks really, really nice at times. Sometimes it looks a bit cheap, but other times it looks really, really nice and a bit different compared to your more typical, very flat-ish colors in your typical anime. So I like that about it. Though at the same time, there are times when I think the art is kind of ugly. But yeah, I don't really know what is going to be happening with God Eater in terms of distribution, because there's only the one episode available legally, of course. I mean, I've read people talk about it and how they've watched it through other means, but I'm not going to do that. Even if I really liked the show, I wouldn't do that because I just don't want to do that. But yeah, I'm not sure what's happening on that end. Hopefully it is all resolved soon, because it's got to be annoying for people who are fans of the franchise of the games, and it's annoying for anyone who maybe isn't but was really intrigued or found the first episode really good. Or it's just annoying that issues are happening with anything. I mean, I want every anime to be available to all those who want to watch it legally. But that's not the case here. And the other two shows, the main shows, I mean, I've caught up with shows that are, I was just like an episode behind or just doing my usual thing. And I don't feel the need right now, and I'm not in the right headspace to be like, oh, I was just reminding y'all about how great this show is or how meh this one show is. But I did watch the last three episodes of Gakugarashi, School Live, the zombie school show, and I don't like it. I don't understand why it's so popular. I don't get it. I don't like the story structure. I think there's a lot of BS happening. I will, full on spoilers here, so beware. The whole, what is it, Megu, or whatever her name was, the teacher of the class, you find out in the last episode that she's been dead this whole time. Which doesn't make any sense. It feels just like, oh, the writers of this saw Sixth Sense and then were like, we want to do this. We really like this. But it doesn't make any sense, because in all these flashbacks and whatnot, you have her handing her car keys to one of the other students, but she was dead at that point. So how did that happen? I mean, it feels really cheap and lazy, and like they're just, it's like, I guess we are supposed to be seeing everything through the perspective of Yuki, but that doesn't fly with me. I don't buy it in that sense. And yeah, I just found that very annoying when that was revealed. It's like, oh, that's super cheap, you lazy. Ugh. And I don't like the story structure. It's still stuck in this thing where, like, at first I wasn't sure if we were in the past or in the present in, like, episode 4 or 5 or something. And now we're in the present, I'm pretty sure. But I'm sick of hearing and seeing stories and just, I'm sick of the past. Let's move on. Also, I am not going to be able to take... Well, I'm going to keep watching it just to watch it, but Yuki annoys the hell out of me every single episode. I hate her naivety. It's annoying. I understand it, and I can see how someone would be like that in such a situation, but that doesn't stop the fact that it's incredibly annoying, and I'm sure if it doesn't, then it doesn't make any sense, but it has to lead to a tragedy if she doesn't get her shit together. Because that kind of attitude in such a situation is not, it's not healthy, and it will lead to someone's death, her own or someone else's who's trying to protect her and keep her from realizing that the world is turned to hell. But yeah, she's incredibly annoying. I hate her so much because she just... I don't like the fact that she is so naive about all this stuff and is just acting like nothing's changed. I just want to smack her in the face. And I don't like feeling that way. And I don't like her as a character. I want her to die. I would love it if she was killed off really soon. But I know it's not going to happen because I'm pretty sure a lot of people probably think she's so cute and adorable and they just love her in the show and whatever, Moe or whatever you want to call her. I don't like her, and I don't like the show in large part because of her. You know, I have issues with the story structure and the way all of that is handled, but my real issue with Gakugarashi is Yuki. I just can't stand her, and I hope she dies. So I'll probably be the only one, but if she dies in one of the upcoming episodes, I'll be on the sidelines cheering. And then the other anime that I caught up with is Prison School, which is another weird one for me because I don't know how to feel about it. There are times when I really like it and I'm enjoying it, but then there are times when I don't like the visuals in general, but there are times where I find the visuals really just disgusting and ugly, and I hate the color palette so much. I hate it. It just looks like poo brown. It's just incredibly ugly, and I know they're going for that. I also find the censorship really distracting, and it's not that I want it to be uncensored, but that it's shot in a way that it's clearly meant to be watched uncensored, because they have so many shots that are so ridiculous and just in your face and just are there so you can see this uncensored nonsense. And watching it when it's censored, it's just incredibly distracting, in the same way that you watch a 3D movie that has so many of those really, really cheap 3D tactics, like things being flung at the screen and whatnot. And when you watch it in 2D, you notice those and how bad they look and how cheap it is, because it exists in like a 3D movie that's kind of crap, only exists because it's trying to utilize the gimmick of 3D. And this just feels like, oh, we can be uncensored and show you this crap just because we know you want that. I don't want that either. There's a lot of nasty stuff in this. I don't want to watch it uncensored, but it's clearly meant to be watched uncensored, so I don't know what to do with all that. And the perversion levels in Prison School are a bit too extreme for me at times, where it's... Not that I can't handle it, just that it's not to my taste, so I don't enjoy it. I don't find it funny. I don't find it arousing. I just find it gross and unappealing. And then there are times when I think the show is actually kind of interesting. And I just, I don't know. Really weird. I wish I had, this is kind of depressing. I just realized that the three anime series I've been talking about on today's show are all ones that I'm not too keen on. And then I'm realizing what else is going on in my life this past weekend. And I'm like, where's the positivity, people? I don't know. Shimoseka, loving that still. I'm trying to think. I'm realizing that everything I've recently watched, because I also just watched the latest episode of the, oh my god, the Snow White with the Red Hair show, and I don't like that show either. Oh my god, let's just move on to games, because I have much more positive things to say about those this week. But yeah, it's been a sad anime weekend at least. And I just realized that now, and it's making my heart hurt. Oh, that was such a forced laugh. Okay, let's just get out. Let's get this episode up and out the door so that y'all can try and listen to it and move on for the next show, which will be so much better. I guarantee it. Like the Men's Warehouse. I've been hearing an awful lot about how great the Rare Replay Collection is put together and whatnot, and you know what? They're right. It is ridiculously well put together. Just the amount of love and care and just the production value on it is ridiculous. If I could be guaranteed this level of effort and work and whatnot put into collections for all developers and companies, I would buy every single collection ever made, even if the games weren't all that interesting or not that great. It's so well put together. It really is, and it's ridiculous. It's how I just it. The funny thing is, there are games on there that I look at their little, it's not box art, but they have like these posters sort of made out for them, basically showing you the designs, and they're kind of in this cutout design, and they look so good, and they're done in this really high quality for all the games that I would play. I ended up playing some of the older games that I never even heard of before, just because I was like, oh man, this art looks so pretty. The game has to be really awesome, doesn't it? I kept getting it in my head too that all the games looked that good, when they don't, of course, because some of these games are over 20 years old or 30 years old. Jesus, what am I talking about? But yeah, I mean, everything about it is so ridiculously well put together. And if you like achievements, you get an achievement immediately for starting any game. So once you start a game for the first time, achievement, 15 points each time, which is kind of annoying. I wish they didn't waste an achievement on that. But I'm sure people who just like getting achievements to get achievements are like, that's an easy-ass achievement for me. But it's a pretty solid collection. I've played, I don't know, like six of the games or so at this point. And one of the things I noticed was a game that was missing. And I mentioned it earlier, so I don't really have to go into it anymore. But Captain Skyhawk, I really would love to see that in DLC or something. Because I heard that Rare is not against the idea of releasing more, and I don't know if they would do that in a full-blown second collection or just as DLC. Either way, I would love for some Captain Skyhawk. But the games I played, the first one I played that is the only one that I hadn't played beforehand was Saber Wolf, W-U-L-F. Came out in 1984, and I'm trying to even remember what the hell I was doing in that game. Was that the game where I was adventuring, or did I play another game and forget that I even did that? No, yeah, this is the game. I'm looking at an image now. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I guess you just go around this area and explore and try to find things and attack enemies. And yeah, it was really weird just jumping into it having not played it ever. So I didn't really know at all what I was doing. And once I got a sword, it seemed like I was unstoppable almost, because I could just hold down A button. I don't know if that worked the same way in the original version, but he just kept sort of swinging it, sort of like a fence. Not like a fence, but like a fencer. He was just swinging it like a fence swings the sword, because those fences. But yeah, it just reminded me a bit of the fencing action. I don't know. It could be a good game, but I'd have to look more into it. I didn't look into any of the actual, like, I don't think they have any kind of documentary footage or anything, but they have, like, videos and stuff like that, I think. At least from what I've been told. But I also played, of course, the first actual game I played was Battletoads, because Battletoads. And, yeah, I remembered how ridiculous that game is. I remember how horrible and annoying the speeder bike area is, but I forgot how annoying the falling down on your wire with the crows and all that stuff is. It's just an annoying game that I don't know why we all feel like we love it. Because even after having played it again just a few hours ago, I still have these warm, fuzzy feelings about it in my stomach and my heart and my body and my loins. And I don't know why. There's just something about Battletoads that no matter what, I have some, you know, they're annoyed thoughts too, but I have these happy thoughts that just won't go away. But yeah, it's not that great a game or anything. Then I played some Snake Rattle and Roll, which I do love and I still love. I was so happy when I booted it up and got to hear that music again. That's a game that I've heard a lot of people, I don't even feel like they're saying it's not a good game, but they're just like, this is a weird game. Or maybe it's a weird game to include because it wasn't super popular. I don't really know. I played the hell out of it as a kid. It was one of my favorite games. I still have an NES copy of it. I remember when I first saw the collection was announced and saw Snake Rattle and Roll, I was like, yes. And then playing these older NES games, I keep hearing sound effects that were also in Captain Skyhawk, and I'm like, no, give me Captain Skyhawk. I played RC Pro-Am 2. That's fun. Still fun. I played Battletoads Arcade, which actually isn't a terrible game. I didn't play enough of it. I don't remember having, when I booted it up, I was like, I don't remember this that well. And I don't. I don't know why. I don't remember that. I remember, of course, the original Battletoads, and then I remember Battletoads, I don't know if it was Versus or And Double Dragon, whatever that mashup was, which was totally and ridiculously, I don't know, it's just weird. It was a really weird team-up. It's like, okay, maybe if it was an actual Double Dragon, or there were two dragons, and not two guys who wore stupid suits, it would have made more sense. But toads and humans, I don't, it's just a weird mashup. And what else did I play? I played Blast Corps, which I never played that game until today. That's another game I never played. I don't know if the whole game is just demolishing things in order to make a path for, I don't know what the game is exactly, but it was like, yeah, whatever. And that might have been all I played. I'm trying to think. I didn't go for anything from Xbox or further. So yeah. And I just wanted to dabble in and just get a taste of things. And I can't get over the production value. I would love to get more of that. Give me a Konami one. Give me some Capcom. Give me Atari. Because and those companies have had collections before. But the production value on this one in particular is just so ridiculous. And just like, I could, the menus are probably the prettiest thing in the whole thing. I bet they look better than even the Xbox 360 games do. Because they're just so pretty. So nice. But other than that, I also played more Dead Space 2. And I'm just about at the end of Chapter 6, I'm pretty sure. And I'm still really liking it. The story, though, I just kind of, whatever. That's the one thing. I don't remember if I thought the story in Dead Space 1 was particularly good or engaging, but the story so far in Dead Space 2 is pretty throwaway as far as I'm concerned. I really don't care, and I kind of, maybe if I had more of Dead Space 1 still in my brain, because they do have a video you can watch. It's like, here, watch what happened beforehand from Dead Space 1. And that video didn't really give me much information. It was all information that I still remembered, because I remembered very little bits and pieces of Dead Space 1. And that's all the video gave me. It didn't give me any, I mean, they could have given me a 15-minute video or something. I don't mind watching a video for 15 minutes. That's okay, just to get the full story. But yeah, the story is whatever. It's just a lot of fun to play. I'm trying to find another weapon to add to my arsenal, because the only two weapons I'm really liking are the plasma cutter, of course, and then the force gun. I was using the javelin gun for a bit, and then I just found that annoying because of how accurate you have to be, and I didn't find it to be particularly useful when I ever used it. The pulse rifle is just boring because it's just a machine gun, and the line gun, I've never really understood the line gun, because it's essentially just a longer plasma cutter. And then I think that's all I tried out, because I haven't purchased anything else yet. I do want to try out the Ripper. Maybe I hear the detonator is worth picking up, but I don't know. That doesn't seem like my style. But I'm still really liking the game. It's super fun. I am hoping maybe the story will pick up, because I'm hoping that this Ellie character becomes a bit more prominent. I was just introduced to her, so I'm hoping that I get more from her, because it's nice to have living characters, and hopefully ones that are actually on my side, as opposed to just reading text files or getting audio logs or occasional videos from the other crazy guy who had some kind of connection to the Spire. But yeah, Dead Space 2 is pretty damn fun, and I'm happy I'm playing through it. Look forward to finishing it and continuing with my backlog. Maybe I'll even just go straight on to Dead Space 3. Probably not. But yeah. So that's pretty much all I've been playing. Other than that, I'm still doing that stupid dragon game, but that's not worth talking about, because that's just, I'm essentially in the, oh, just do my daily check-ins mode. So that's all it ever will be from now on. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Insane Ninja! Shing!
And that will do it for this here episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Once again, I am your host, Mark Kuznets. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PX Sausage. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. The show can be found on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, YouTube, wherever you feel like listening to it. And if you haven't already, it actually would be greatly appreciated if you subscribed, rated, and reviewed the show on iTunes, because that really does help out more than you might think. And if you are into video games, I do record a podcast every other week called Pixelated Radio with a group of fine fellas. And yeah, that's all about the video games and definitely worth checking out. And one of my fellow co-hosts from that show does a show about racing. So if you're into cars that go really fast, you should check out Sports Car Unleash at scunleashed.com. That is, of course, on iTunes, as are all the shows mentioned. And, yeah, if you have any questions, comments, rants, I don't know what, you can leave a comment on the post. You can tweet at me, going tweet, 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 tweet. Or you could email the show directly at psp@pixelatedsausage.com. Or, yeah, do whatever you want. I don't know. Find out where I live through the internet and throw a brick through my window. Please don't do that. But if you have any questions, etc., I'd love to hear them. And so I bid y'all farewell for now and hope y'all have a lovely rest of the day. And I look forward to letting you hear me talk in the future. And I hope y'all look forward to that too. So cheers and let loveliness find its way into your day.
Lærer maður frá frakasti, kuttu, ég gleyndi ekki því sem þú gerði, kuttu, þú mátt ekki að vala sársokki, kuttu, finnur þú ekki fyrir núna, farðu, 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 þetta maður mín, elska mín. Mother of me, let her kiss her bad, let her kiss her bad man. Sjáðu því sem þú gerir kuttú, núna sjáðu því sem ég mun gera kuttú, hjartan skal deyja aldrei kuttú, en þú er ekki hjörtu, farðu, 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 þetta maður mín, elska mín. Mother of me, let that kiss you by, let that kiss you by me.